Genetics are an important factor when it comes to longevity. However, a study from the University of California found engaging in physical activity contributed to longevity regardless of your genetic predisposition. This August 2022 study of over 5,400 postmenopausal women aged 63 and up examined the role that fitness habits play in longevity. Even light activity makes a difference, correlating with a 45% reduced risk of death compared with those leading a sedentary lifestyle. Meanwhile, moderate to vigorous activity was found to have an even greater impact, with a 54% reduced risk of death. These results were consistent among the women, regardless of any specific genetic predisposition. Even if you aren't likely to live long based on your genes, you can still extend your lifespan by engaging in positive lifestyle behaviours, like regular exercise and sitting less. Previous research has also shown the importance of adopting an active lifestyle if you want to live long, with low physical activity combined with greater time spent sitting, and this is associated with a higher risk of death. Not only does exercise increase the likelihood that you live longer, regardless of your genetic profile, being sedentary increases the risk that you die younger. When accounting for activity of the subjects and adjusting for variables like race, age, BMI, smoker versus non-smoker, and overall health status, the authors found the highest quartile for light physical activity had a 45% reduction of death compared to those in the lowest quartile. The highest quartile of moderate to vigorous activity had a 54% reduced risk of death versus the lowest. And the highest quartile for sedentary time doubled the risk of death compared to those with the lowest sedentary quartile. The association of activity and longevity carried through even with the genetic risk score taken into account, confirming the benefits of exercising on longevity was present regardless of the genetics. So if your genes predispose you to a long life, remaining physically active is still important to achieve the longevity. Creating the genetic profiles for the subjects of the study, the researchers looked at particular variations in the genes called single nucleotide polymorphisms, three of which are associated with longevity. Of the 5,400 women included in the final analysis, 36% of the women had a genetic predisposition for longevity, 33% had a medium disposition for longevity, and 30% had a low genetic predisposition for longevity. The regular activity was found to benefit the longevity of all three groups. The study found nearly 50% higher chance of survival when regular physical activity was incorporated, although there was a difference between those engaging in light physical activity versus moderate to vigorous activity. This is even true for those who aren't in optimal health. One study in the UK on subjects experiencing multimorbidity, or the co-occurrence of two or more chronic diseases or conditions like heart disease, mental illness and cancer, etc., addressed this association. This study concluded moderate exercise is associated with a longer life expectancy in those with multimorbidity. It found the participants aged 45 with multimorbidity that engaged in moderate and high leisure time physical activity added on average 3 to 3.5 additional life years respectively, compared to those who engaged in low leisure time physical activity. While any amount of exercise is good for your healthy lifespan, the study found the activity levels tend to make a significant impact in terms of longevity. The World Health Organization recommends between 150 and 300 minutes of moderate exercise per week to help to maintain your health and prevent premature death. Research suggests more regular exercise is even better. You can engage in up to 10 hours a week of moderate exercise or up to 5 hours of vigorous exercise to help to obtain the maximum benefits. Interestingly, anything beyond that did not correlate with any additional benefits and may in fact reduce some of the health benefits, according to another study. Physical activity plays a vital role in brain health, with regular exercise benefiting memory and neuroplasticity, and even having a helping hand in forming new neurons. These benefits are essential for longevity of your brain and for fighting neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia. Studies to back up exercise's role in brain aging also. In one study, it focused on how exercise can slow aging, and the researchers not only reaffirmed the well-known benefit of the exercise for inducing increases in longevity related to the AMPK signaling pathway, but they also found exercise induces increases in specific brain survival pathways. Exercise even decreased inflammatory signaling in the brain. This supports the delicate structure of the hippocampus, and it helps fight against age-related cognitive decline. Beyond improving the overall mortality and the brain health, the exercise confers health benefits that can improve your overall health and well-being in a myriad of ways. From stress relief to weight loss, and even heart health and digestion, engaging in physical activity is a win-win. Important to remember when you begin an exercise routine, there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach, or one best form for longevity. It's more important to find an exercise that you enjoy, and to remain consistent so you can get the most out of your workout, and the benefits will follow. High-intensity interval training is a great full-body regime, and it's well known for supporting cardiovascular health and for building lean muscle. The high-intensity interval training workout involves increasing your metabolic rate, and it's characterized by short bursts of exercise followed by equally short rest periods. They're time-efficient, but they're challenging ways to get your heart rate up quickly and safely. It's notable for fat burning, adding muscle to your body, supporting your blood pressure and blood sugar levels, and even boosting your brain health. Strength training can be done at a gym or at home, and it can incorporate weightlifting or body strength exercises. Just 30 minutes a day of resistance workouts leads to breath and heart rate increases, and this sends new oxygenated blood to your brain, positively impacting your overall health. Stretching is an important part of any workout to warm up your muscles and to avoid injury. But if you want to get the most out of stretching, yoga is a great option. Even 10 minutes a day of this mindful stretch workout delivers benefits. You might be more interested in low-impact physical activity, so aerobic exercise might be better for you. Simple aerobic exercises, like a brisk walk, are beneficial for your overall health, with notable benefits like weight loss, healthy muscles, and higher cardio stamina. Swimming is also a low-impact, high-result exercise that's gentle on the joints. There's also such a thing as too much exercise, so make sure you're taking adequate rest days for muscle recovery. And also remember to complement your exercise and your longevity efforts with a healthy lifestyle, including a balanced diet, adequate sleep, and a smart vitamin and supplementation regime. To learn more about longevity, herbs, supplements, natural treatments, or to book a consultation, check out my website.